When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today met a girl at a place where you normally wouldn't think you'd meet a lot of single ladies.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, most of the people at this place have probably never even talked to a woman before.
Whoa.
What is it?
A Magic the Gathering event.
Oh, come on.
Is where guy. He says that he met the girl that he wants to call today. His name is David. David, how are you?
I'm good, Cubal, but I just want to let you know that there are some women at this Magic the Gathering interest group club. There are definitely some women. You're right. Okay. The majority are men, but there are some women.
David, you listen to the show a lot. Obviously, you emailed in for a second date update.
Oh, yeah. I love the show.
Okay, so you obviously know that if you told me you were meeting at a Magic the Gathering event, I was going to rip on you a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's I can, you know, hang with the best of them, so do your worst.
Oh, right. You're so cute, darling.
So, what is this? You said you met this girl at a Magic the Gathering event. I'm not really that familiar with, I know you have cards and things like that. What exactly is Magic the Gathering for people who don't know?
Oh, okay. Well, Magic the Gathering is a trading card game where you use spells and artifacts and mystical beings to defeat your opponents, also known as planeswalkers. So, it's highly entertaining. It's great.
Like
as soon as you saw this girl at this event, were you excited?
Oh, immensely. She, like I said, we have some girls, but then when Tori walked into the room, everyone's ears and eyes perked up. All my friends, she was cute.
I bet other things perked up too.
Oh.
Didn't they, David?
Well, let's not hit below the belt there, okay?
Okay. So sorry, you were saying that everybody was excited when she walked in and joined the group, right?
Yeah, she walked in. I was taken aback. She was very cute, and I became nervous, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But she kept coming over, though, to watch me play, and I ended up asking her out.
Nice. And so you're emailing in for a second date update, so I'm assuming she said yes. What magical land did you guys meet at for your date?
That's a very funny quip there, Google. So,
thank you.
Yeah, we actually went to a bar, and things I thought went incredibly well. We got deep into conversation about, you know, our hopes and our dreams, and it was just a very pleasant evening.
I mean, that sounds really deep for a first date conversation. So she was obviously reciprocating the great feelings that you were having.
Yeah, very much so. We actually, so much that I invited her back to my apartment.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
Wait, was your mom asleep and stuff? Or
you're such a jerk.
I have a job. You know, I have a job. I have my own place. I am an adult.
All right, I'll stop messing with you, man. So once you got back there, how did everything go? Was it cool?
It was great. I opened a bottle of wine, and I just felt very close with Tori. It felt actually closer than anyone else I've ever been on a first date with, and I just wanted to share kind of everything with her in that moment. It was very nice.
If everything went so well, then why do you think she's not calling you back?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys. I mean, I left to go open a second bottle of wine, and when I came back, she was gone and just sent me a text about 20 minutes after she had left saying, sorry, I had to leave. Emergency. That's a direct text.
So wait, you never got a goodbye from her at all?
No, nothing. And she hasn't returned any of my texts or calls, and she hasn't even come back to the Magic Club. So I don't know what the deal is.
Are you worried that maybe you came on too strong, like it was too much for her?
You know, I thought about that, of course, but that's the way that my mom, who does not live with me at all, she will, like, has taught me to be open. So that's kind of like, I feel like I was true to myself and I'm happy with that. I just want to know where she stands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she just disappeared and then sent you a text 20 minutes later saying, sorry, I had to leave. I had an emergency.
Yeah.
Did you get a kiss or anything while you guys were hanging out?
Well, no, I I didn't get a kiss. Maybe I should have tried. I was talking a lot. I guess I just didn't go in for the kill, so to speak.
Okay.
It's just hard to imagine any emergency that would require you not to be able to walk to the kitchen and tell the person that you're leaving, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, that's been bothering me. So that's kind of why I hope you guys can help me out and maybe get a hold of her and, you know, maybe find out what happened.
David, why didn't we think of this? It just dawned on me.
What are you talking about?
Invisibility cloak. She had one. She had to have had one. That's how you didn't see her when you came back from the kitchen.
I get it. That's very funny. Can you just help me out, though? I really like this girl.
Okay. We'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll call her and get your second date update, all right?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang on, man.
Get up. Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Imagine this. You're sitting with your friends playing Magic the Gathering. And then into the room walks a fair maiden.
Oh.
So what dost thou do? You walk up to her and you wonder, does she have spells of enchantment? Mm. Is she a succubus? Possibly.
I don't know what that is.
Is she a vixen? Most definitely. So you pull out your conjuring stick and you ask her if she'd like to come back to your place to peruse some elixirs. Wow. What does that mean? I don't really know what that means at all. I was just making up a bunch of stuff because the guy on the phone for the second date update today, David, met the girl that he wants to call at an event that he goes to for people who play Magic the Gathering. They play magic cards and stuff. Mm-hmm. He met her there. They had a connection. And then they went back to his place where they hung out for a while. And then he went to go open a bottle of wine and came back and she had left. She never said goodbye to him or anything. 20 minutes later, I guess, she shot him a text message that said basically, I had an emergency and I had to leave. Mm-hmm. David, are you ready to give the fair maiden a call?
Yes, I am. Great intro, by the way, Cubo. Very appropriate. I loved it.
Did I get all the terms correct? I'm not very familiar with magic.
You got zero of the terms correct.
Zero.
Okay, you're a noob. That's what we call a noob.
Noob.
Okay.
A noob. I'm just worried about the conjuring stick still. I feel like that should be put away on the first date.
Yeah, the conjuring stick doesn't come out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm a gentleman.
Keep your conjuring stick in your pants, okay? All right. I'm going to dial the phone number right now, get her on the phone, and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back. You ready to go?
I am, yes.
All right.
Hi, it's Megan. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Well, that's not her, is it? You know what, David? She's a changeling. We were trying to call a woman named Tori, but she has turned into Megan.
It could be that you just misdialed.
It could be that I dialed the wrong number, or I think she's a changeling. I don't ever dial wrong numbers, David.
What is a changeling?
All right, let's see if I can get it right this time.
Hello?
Hark, who's this?
Stop it.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Tori, please?
Yeah, this is Tori.
Hey, Tori, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, hi.
What's going on? Do you listen to the show?
Once in a while, yeah.
Perfect. Well, guess what? Somebody emailed us about you.
Oh. what they say.
Well, they said that you're a great person, yeah, and they really liked you a lot, but now you're not calling them back. Apparently, you went out with a guy named David.
Oh, God. Okay.
So David emailed us and told us about meeting you and your date and how you kind of just bailed in the middle of the whole thing and shot him a text that said you had to leave for an emergency.
Yeah, that was kind of that was it. I just haven't gotten back yet.
But come on, there's no emergency. You don't just leave.
What do you mean?
Like, was there actually an emergency that you couldn't actually walk to the kitchen and tell him about?
I mean, I felt like the best thing to do was to go.
You said a second ago that you haven't gotten back to him yet. Were you planning on getting back to him? That doesn't sound like a yes at all, Tori.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I guess not.
So why not? Did you just not like him?
Well, he was really nice, but I don't know that we really clicked.
Why would you go back to his apartment then if, like, things were not clicking, you know?
Well, I kind of thought they were, and then when we were there, I realized it was not as much of a match as I thought.
Why not?
I got a little, there was just sort of a weird moment. I got, to be honest, a little weirded out, so I left.
I would only leave a date like that if I was actually scared.
Yeah, you could say I was scared.
Whoa!
All right, well, how did he scare you? What did he do?
So basically, we were having a really nice time, and, you know, he was telling me really nice stuff that he'd never felt this way before on a date, and it was really nice. And then he told me he felt so close to me that he wanted to show me something.
You wanted to show? Okay. What did he want to show you? Because where my mind's going is not good at all.
That's where my mind went, too, and I wish it had been that. But instead, he reached under his bed, and he pulled out this box.
Okay. What was in the box?
Well, we went to the kitchen to go get more wine, right? And I was curious, like, what is in this box?
Uh-huh.
So while he was in there, I opened it, and in the box were all these framed pictures of himself naked.
What?
And
did you just say naked framed pictures?
Of himself?
Yeah. Also, some of them were, like, with him naked with a bunch of other naked people.
Weird.
Yeah, it definitely weirded me out, and I was like, I don't know what's going on here. Is this guy a total creeper? Like,
yeah. He said he was feeling really, like, good about the date and meeting you, and he wanted to show you naked pictures of himself, apparently.
Yeah. So I instantly freaked and was like, I gotta get out of here. Yeah.
What was he doing in the pictures? Like, just standing there naked or trying to be sexy?
I didn't really look at them long enough to know exactly what he was doing. I just saw him, like, naked, saw a naked bunch of friends. I don't know what they were doing.
Glad you got out of the situation. Sounds kind of creepy. But aren't you curious why he was going to show you naked pictures like that?
I mean, a little curious now that I'm safe, but at the time, it was like alarm bells going off.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now that you're safe, I'm going to let you know that he's actually on the phone listening, and we get to ask him right now.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hi, Tori. It's David.
Oh, God.
Tori, please don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. There's a very good explanation.
I'd love to hear it.
It's a little personal, but now that everything's out there, I might as well explain myself. I wanted to show you those pictures because that's actually me and my family.
What?
My family?
What?
Your explanation did not help you at all, David. Why do you have naked pictures of you and your family?
What?
My family practices nudism. It's a real thing. We believe the human body is... it's beautiful. It's actually not a bad thing. So we're not as freaked out about the human body as maybe the rest of society is. Obviously, I moved away, and I don't practice anymore like amongst everybody else. But when I go home, I do still practice nudism with my family.
Why do you take pictures of it? So
yeah,
weird.
And why are you going to show me that? Why would I want to see that?
Well... we take pictures because that's just, I mean, our family's always naked, and we want everything like a clothed family would want.
I still don't get why were you going to show me that, though?
I wanted to show you because, Tori, I felt so close to you on a on our date. I know it would make me seem a little vulnerable and maybe seem silly, but I wanted you to know about me and, you know, all of me, so to speak.
It was a first date. How is that appropriate for a first date?
I know it seems silly now because it obviously didn't go very well, but I was having such a nice time and things were moving very quickly in a way that I was, happy.
No.
He just felt so close to you. He just wanted to show you his mom and dad with no clothes on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, at this point, Tori, I would love to ask if you'll go on a second date with David. We will pay for it.
I'm sorry, but no.
Can you imagine the first dinner to meet his parents?
Well, Tori, I think, is there any way to reconsider? I mean,
I'm sorry. You seem like a really sweet person, but no, I can't.
I mean, I'd love for you to at least come back to, you know, the Magic Club, and I'll show you how to become better. I'll show you some of the secrets, at least, to becoming a better player.
Oh. No, I don't want to know any more of your secrets.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.